Chapter 3. A New Job for Gabriel. Bathsheba looked down at Gabriel in surprise. She had almost forgotten that he had asked her to marry him. "Yes," she said slowly. "I'm looking for a shepherd, but..."
"This is a very good man, ma'am," said one of the farm workers quietly, and all the others agreed.
"Then tell him to speak to the farm manager," said Bathsheba. "Now, men, you need something to eat and drink after all of this extra work. I'll send some food and drink to Warren's pub."
Bathsheba rode away. The men started walking towards the village, except for Gabriel and Pennyways, the farm manager.
"Can you help me to find a place to stay?" asked Gabriel.
"No, sorry, I can't," said the farm manager. "But if you go to Warren's pub, perhaps the men can help you. Good night."
He went away up the hill. Gabriel started walking towards the village. As he went past the wall by the church, he saw a young girl standing behind an old tree. Although the night was cold, her clothes were very thin.
"Good evening," said Gabriel. "Is this the road to Warren's pub?"
"Yes," said the girl in a soft voice. "It's at the bottom of the hill. Aren't you from Weatherbury?"
she added shyly.
"No," said Gabriel. "I'm the new shepherd. I've just arrived."
"You seem more like a farmer," said the girl. "Please don't tell anyone that you've seen me here. I don't want people to know anything about me."
She was shaking with the cold.
"All right," said Gabriel, "but you should have a coat on such a cold night."
He took out a coin.
"Please take this," he said. "I'm sorry it's not much, but I don't have any more."
"Thank you," said the girl.
As she took the coin, their hands touched, and Gabriel could feel the girl's pulse. It was going very fast, like the hearts of sick lambs.
"This poor girl is very ill," he thought. "What's wrong with you?" he asked.
"Nothing," she replied quickly. "Please don't forget that this meeting is a secret. Good night again."
"Good night."
As Gabriel walked down to the village, the girl continued standing by the tree. When Gabriel arrived at Warren's pub, he heard voices coming from inside and pushed open the door. A group of village men were sitting round the fire. When Gabriel entered, they stopped talking.
"It's the new shepherd," said a man. "Come in, shepherd, and tell us your name."
"It's Gabriel Oak," said Gabriel. "Come and have a drink with us," said another man.
Gabriel sat down, and a man brought him a big cup of beer and some bread and meat. The pub was warm and comfortable, and he began to join in the men's conversation.
"What is the lady farmer like?" he asked.
"We don't know much about her," said a man. "She only came here a few days ago. The farm belonged to her uncle, Farmer Everdeen, but he became ill suddenly and died. He was a very good-hearted man."
Later, Gabriel played his flute, and the men enjoyed listening. Then one of the men invited Gabriel to his house for the night. After they had left, the door of the pub suddenly opened and a man called Henry Frey ran in. He seemed very excited.
Miss Everdeen caught Pennyways stealing corn, said Henry. She's told him to leave.
The men were very surprised. But just then, the door opened and another man entered.
Have you heard the news?
He asked excitedly.
About Pennyways?
No, Fanny Robin, Miss Everdeen's youngest servant, can't be found anywhere. Everyone is worried about her. Miss Everdeen wants to speak to us all before we go to bed.
The men ran up the road to the farmhouse. Bathsheba was standing at her bedroom window, dressed in white. Mary Ann was at the next window.
Tomorrow morning, I want you to start looking for Fanny Robin, she said. She must have left when we were at the fire.
Does she have a boyfriend? Asked a man.
I don't know, replied Bathsheba.
Her boyfriend lives in Casterbridge, said Mary Ann. I think he's a soldier, but I don't know his name.
I can go to Casterbridge Army Barracks tomorrow, said a man called Billy Smallbury. Perhaps I can find out who he is.
All right, said Bathsheba. If she doesn't come back tomorrow, go there and ask about him. Fanny doesn't have any friends or relatives. She was my uncle's servant, and I'm worried about her.
The next morning, Bathsheba was working upstairs in the farmhouse with Mary Ann and another servant, Liddy. Suddenly, they heard the sound of a horse, and a few minutes later, there was a knock at the door. A woman working in the kitchen went and opened it.
Is Miss Everdeen at home? Said a deep voice.
A few minutes later, the woman came upstairs.
Mr. Boldwood is here, she said. He wants to see you, Miss Everdeen.
Who's Mr. Boldwood? Asked Bathsheba.
A gentleman farmer at Little Weatherbury, said Liddy.
My clothes are dirty from all this housework, said Bathsheba.
Tell him I can't see him.
The woman went back downstairs and gave the man Bathsheba's message.
I just wanted to ask if there was any news about Fanny Robin, said the man.
Then he rode away.
Is Mr. Boldwood married? Asked Bathsheba.
No, said Liddy. He's about 40, very handsome, and rich.
Why is he asking about Fanny? Asked Bathsheba.
When she was a child, she didn't have any friends, so he got her a place in school, then later a job with your uncle. He's a very kind man, but...
What? Said Bathsheba.
Lots of girls round here have wanted to marry him, but he wasn't interested in any of them. Did anyone ever want to marry you, miss?
A man wanted to marry me once, said Bathsheba, but he wasn't good enough for me.
Were you in love with him, miss?
Asked Liddy.
Oh, no,
said Bathsheba. But I quite liked him. That evening, Bathsheba entered the hall of the old farmhouse, followed by Liddy. All of the men were there, waiting for her. She carried a notebook, a pen, and a bag of money.
Now, men, I want to talk about two things, she said. The first is, you've probably heard that the farm manager was stealing from me, so I told him to leave. I've decided to do his job myself. The second thing is there any news of Fanny?
Nothing, ma'am, said a man. but Billy Smallbury hasn't come back from Casterbridge yet."
Bathsheba opened her notebook and read out the names of the men one by one. Then she took coins out of the money bag and paid each man. Gabriel came into the room and stood by the door.
"The new shepherd needs a boy to help him," said Henry Frey. "Caney Ball is a very good boy."
"All right," said Bathsheba. "Caney can help him." Just then, Billy Smallbury entered the room. His shoes were covered with snow.
"I'm sorry I'm late, ma'am," he said, "but the weather was very bad."
"Did you find out anything about Fanny?" asked Bathsheba.
"She's run away with the soldiers," replied Billy. "They told me at the barracks that her boyfriend's regiment left Casterbridge last week. They've gone to Melchester, and Fanny's followed them."
"Did you find out his name?" asked Bathsheba.
"No," replied Billy, "but I think he's an officer."
"Oh," said Bathsheba.
"Can one of you please go to Farmer Boldwood's place and tell him the news?" She then rose and spoke to everyone.
"Now, men, I don't know if I'll be good at farming, but if you do your best for me, I'll do my best for you. Don't think that because I'm a woman, I can't do hard work. I'll be up before you're awake, I'll be out in the fields before you're up, and I'll finish my breakfast while you're still in the fields. I'm going to surprise you all."